He is risen. Alleluia. Today is Divine Mercy Sunday. And a little bit about Divine Mercy Sunday. St. Pope John Paul II set this day, the first Sunday after Easter, as Divine Mercy Sunday in 1978. Why? Sister St. Faustina, in the 20s, received messages from our Lord Jesus. And in those messages are the prayers that we pray, if you pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, or any of the prayers devoted to the Divine Mercy. That image that we see that are on the posters outside came from the image that she was given that Jesus wanted her to get to all of us. And he also told St. Faustina he wanted this Sunday to be relegated as Divine Mercy Sunday. Those prayers are all about Jesus' heart breaking because we have turned away. So many had turned away. So many do not know him. And so many have become lukewarm and not following. And he wants us to be with him. These readings fit perfectly into Divine Mercy. And I could spend hours with them because they're rich and they're deep. And I pray that you will pray with them this week. But I want to just focus on the gospel. And in the gospel, we hear Jesus enter into the room. That the doors are locked. The disciples are there and they're fearful for their lives as Jesus had just been murdered on the cross. And they didn't know what was going to happen. Can you imagine being in that room as a disciple and Jesus appears and you're one of those guys that ran away? Or maybe you're Peter and you denied him three times and now it's the first time you're face to face with our Lord. What would you expect to happen to you in that moment? Are you about to get raked over the coals? But here, what did our Lord do? Peace be with you. He set the tone right then and there that forgiveness and mercy are the way we are to live as Christians. And then we move to Thomas. Poor Thomas gets that role of being the doubting Thomas, as we all know. But I'm going to share that all of the disciples had doubts. And as we go through where they were and what they were doing. But the Lord came and he said, "Peace be with you." What did Thomas do? He fell to his knees and said, "My Lord and my God." What a beautiful prayer that we can all pray. And the best time to pray that prayer is when Father holds Jesus up at the Eucharist. And he holds the blood up as at the Eucharist. My Lord and my God. But all of those disciples, if you follow the readings of the Gospels for this past week, they are rich and beautiful. One of the readings from earlier in the week was the road to Emmaus. Two of the disciples left Jerusalem and were leaving. They had doubt. They didn't know what to do. The Lord is gone. He's been murdered. I'm going to go back to doing what I used to do. And then the Lord found them and brought them, turned them back around. What about Peter? Peter and the disciples were together in the upper room and they were talking. They did not know what should we be doing. And Peter just said, "I'm going fishing." So what did they do? They all got on the boat and they went back out to go fishing. They went back to doing what they're used to and knew what to do. They were full of doubt on what should I be doing. We all have doubt. I have had doubt. And one of the things and one of the items that the Lord laid on me as I prepared for this homily was something I hadn't thought about for a long, long time. And that my first career was in Kmart retail management. And I was a retail store manager. And I left that and I went into the financial industry. Why I did that partly was I wanted to be closer to my family because retail takes you away from your family, unfortunately. And I wanted to be able to be with my family and my mother, who we lost my dad in 1992. I'm one of nine kids. We surrounded her and helped her and guided her, but there was nobody there that knew about the financial side of things, and we didn't understand all of this stuff. And I said to myself then, there's got to be somebody in the world that will do this as a career. And lo and behold, I ended up in that career. But I did not start that career with that and that goal, that whole idea about being there to help a person like my mother. got lost, and I got lost. It got bad. And here's what I chose to do myself. My plan was to go back to retail. I sent resume after resume after resume after resume after resume. I don't know how many I sent, but I sent a lot. I got zero phone calls. I got zero emails. I got zero interviews. Finally, my wife and I, Sherry, sat down and said, it is time to pray and pray to our Lord and let go and let God. And I quit my job without a job. Now, I'm telling you, that's not exactly the way you're supposed to do it. Don't do that. I was at that point desperate. We were desperate. Sherry went back to work full-time in the hospital, and I stayed home for a period of time. But here's the glory of letting go and letting God was 10 days later, I was given a job opportunity that I started a few months later. So when we let go and we trust, good things can happen. And that's what divine mercy is about, and that's what Thomas and Peter and all of the disciples need, is to let go and trust in the Lord and follow him, and he wants all of us to follow him, to be with him, and trust in his mercy and his grace and his forgiveness. All praise to our Lord Jesus. Amen.